Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey, Tom and Cecil, it's Davey from SoCal again. So, something that I've observed recently that your last show reminded me of. I haven't been seeing anyone directly endorsing Trump. Fox and the Christians don't count. They're statistical outliers. Anyways, all his supporters, all the laymen that I interact with and follow, don't praise and promote policies of him and his administration. They do, however, go out of their way to shit on people, usually the left, who take issue with the policies and point out actions they don't approve of. During the wall argument, no one was praising Trump and his policy that I saw. All they did was argue that the liberal talking points were either incorrect or just as bad as his. It's almost like they can't intelligently and humanely defend the actions of his administration, but at the same time they can't denounce him due to some level of tribalism and are stuck just batting away the attacks on his policies. Literally between a rock and a hard place. Sucks to have cognitive dissonance. Glory hole, gentlemen. Keep up the good work.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 421 of Cognitive Dissonance, and we are joined, as we often are, by perennial, regular guest, friend of the show, Thomas Smith.
Thomas Smith, the most handsome man in podcasting, which is a very, very, very
that's
low, low bar.
That's the lowest.
Coveted title, lowest that one, yeah.
Yeah. That's very, very low. Thomas Smith, if anyone does not know, Thomas Smith has a number of podcasts. Thomas and the Bible. Thomas in the Bible.
Yeah.
Atheistically speaking,
name
nothing
more
else.
That I
those
don't
are his
do
primary.
Anymore.
Yeah. Those are his major shows that he's working on now.
My Book of Mormon, he did for a
he
little while.
He did the Book of Mormon for a little while. Yeah. That's what he's known for. That's his claim to fame. Moving on. He doesn't do anything else.
I'm so glad to be on your guys' movie review podcast. Thanks for having me on.
Well, that was our last episode we just recorded for Wild Wild Country. You should have had you on for that one.
Oh, did you get into that? I tried to get everybody into that.
We did.
Really
cool.
We
talked about it.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. We had
a lot
of fun.
Sheila for life, man. Sheila number four life. She's the true, Maharishi or whatever. What is it? I forget all the terminology.
She's the
now.
True Bhagwan.
Yeah, she's the Bhagwan of my heart.
Whatever, yeah.
Baba Ganoush.
So, Thomas, you have a number of shows that you do actually work on, unlike the bullshit old shows that I mentioned. Tell us a little bit about
now
what
that
you're
those shows
on.
Are gone, you can finally tell me how you feel about them. It's like, no,
yeah,
it's
I mean,
still
they're
me.
Old. No one cares.
As always, Opening Arguments is killing it. I love that show. I'm a fan. I consider myself worthless on the show and just a listener. So and that allows me to promote it as though it weren't mine. Opening Arguments is great. It really is, for me, the best place to just know what the fuck is actually happening and not get a bunch of fake bullshit.
Especially in a climate now where legal stuff is so important.
Yeah.
Like, really, what's changed?
Know,
why
like,
is that?
Like, maybe the president has several indictments of his cabinet. You know, things
right.
like
yeah.
that, you know?
You get worried about the littlest things,
I
Cecil.
I do.
The littlest true things.
Oh, is he talking about that witch hunt? Where they found 70 actual witches. Is that what he's talking about? Yeah. And I also do Serious Inquiries Only. That one, I paired it back to one episode a week, a paltry one episode a week. I don't know if you guys know what that's like.
That's fucking lazy. And,
so I'm doing, And then I actually launched a new one. If any of your listeners are more philosophy oriented, it's called Philosophers in Space. And it's a dorky name on purpose because what we're doing is being dorks and talking about, or I guess nerds would be the technical term, and talking about philosophy as it relates to sci-fi. So we've covered a bunch of different episodes of different shows like Black Mirror and Star Trek, a number of Star Treks and different shows where we're taking.
Obviously,
like
you've covered Muppets in Space at this point, right?
Oh, I mean, that's a great idea.
That's what your show is named after. You just replace Muppets with philosophers, right? Like,
yeah, those are the only two things within space.
In space. Are you Animal or Kermit? Who do you identify? Are you?
No, we took our name from Spaceballs to Space. Or no, what is it? Jews in Space? What is that?
That's one of the Mel Brooks. Jews in Space?
I've been to that Pornhub channel. That's all I'm doing.
I've got a bookmark next to Nuns with Guns. So it's actually about nuns that work out. It's not appealing, actually. All right, so Philosophers in Space, that's how long have you been doing that show?
Months now. I don't know what time is because I have a baby as well. That also happened since you last
what
had me on your show.
On? Yeah.
What's that? What episode's the baby?
What episode is the baby on?
Yeah, the baby is just another project, another podcast project of mine.
That you can abandon?
He's going to rename it like 3 years into its life.
It's in a little basket called Thomas and the Bible. It's just floating down a river, waiting for someone to pick it up out of the river.
Oh, yeah, this was a little thing called Thomas and the Baby. I don't do that anymore.
I pay for it, though.
I'm going to give her at least 300 episodes. Come on. Yeah. We'll see. And then we'll play it by ear. We'll see if the timing's still right.
Absolutely. Yeah. See where the audience sits.
Yeah, right.
So, and you're still doing Comedy Shoeshine?
Oh, yeah. Still doing that. Plugging away. That one's, that's that one. And but yeah.
Well,
no,
you always minimize that show, but I like that show.
Well,
I think that show's funny.
I appreciate it. It is. It's an acquired taste, but the people who like it are like the Bagwan's cult. We've got some a small but very motivated and dedicated audience, which is very fun. So if you think you might like that one, check it out. It's an acquired taste, just like me. So
nobody has a taste for you. Let's talk about something more appealing. This story's from Right Wing Watch. There's actually two stories in one. It's kind of a twofer. This is almost a Neapolitan scoop. Yeah. If we had one more in here. Ugh. Straight
Someone
across.
Someone said scoop across these two guys, let me tell you.
Oh, God. So this is Dave Coach.
Doc Coach.
Not a coach. Daubenmeier. And Rick Wiles. I think we should start with Dave Daubenmeier. This is a talkie.
Yeah. So we're going to play a little bit of this. This is from his show, Pass the Salt Live, or whatever it's called. And I'm going to play a little bit of it. And we're gonna stop it as we work our way through it.
Homosexuals have anal sex with each other. Do you understand that? And do you think that's normal?
Even the lesbians.
Yeah.
Particularly the lesbians. I watch those videos with alarming regularity. The lesbians.
They just crawl in there, man.
And what?
If you're a lesbian and would like to have sex, you can go to adamandeve.com.
Enter Gloria at checkout. Yeah, get 50% off almost any item.
Free sex swing. Free sex swing, which you're probably not going to use. You'll just use it as like a porch swing or something.
That feels racist. That I don't gross. Know why, but that feels racist.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad Dave cleared that up right away.
Do you think, real quick, Dave is worried about lesbians or do you think he's just
absolutely
so right?
Not.
He's only worried about dudes having sex with each other. Not all dudes have anal sex, by the way. He's only worried about dudes having sex with each other because he wants to have sex with a dude so bad. This guy wants it in the butt. That's what he wants. So much does he want that because he talks about butt sex more than people that have butt sex.
He is seriously such a sexual busybody.
I know.
If there was a gay couple literally fucking in the ass in the room as he was talking, they'd be like, whoa, dude, this is enough about anal sex. Come on, man. All right. He really does
overdo. Tagging him in. Come on in here, Dave. See how you can do. Swing, bada swing.
It's like the. It's you know. It's like how. You know, fantasy football coaches probably know more about like all these stats and stuff than a lot of the players. You know, it's like it's just like that. He knows all the stats of anal sex. It's like, you know what they do? They do this and they do this. And oh, sometimes they do that and they do that.
He's like a, he's like an actual coach. He's like, no, you got to get your hips into it.
I do love that he like he delivers this information as if it's like a revelation, as if like yeah. nobody, yeah. as if
this
he's like,
just did in.
You yeah. I just found this shit out.
He blew dust off a national treasure trove.
I love also that know? We are 1.7 seconds into the clip, but that's fine. That's fine.
here we go.
You think it's normal for two men to get in a bedroom and have anal sex? Why do you think they have lubricant?
Does he not know that like straight people might use lubricant?
Maybe.
Too?
Like, maybe. Well, I don't think he like knows that straight people have anal sex either. He's just like, he's confining this yeah. exclusively what, to gay
what,
dudes.
What really shocks me about this is that he doesn't have to use lubricant, which means that he gets somebody wet.
And no, he's like, not having sex with people.
Oh. Yeah.
This guy is not having sex with people.
Guess that's the alternative.
My theory is that he has yeah. sex with his wife like yes. once a year. And so, yeah. therefore, she's like, oh, okay. And then she's, you know, she's good to go. But, like, if you yeah. have more than that, well, he would need a lot of lubricant, I think.
He comes walking in, and she's hiding the Astroglide under the tent. It's all ready for you. Come on in, coach. Also, he says, like, they go into their bedroom. It doesn't have to be in their bedroom. You can fuck in any room. It could be fucking on the counter.
I'm a Three Seasons room guy. I like to look outside, yeah, get a nice breeze.
If I'm going in the back door, it's the mud room.
What do you think one of the sponsors of the show, of the parade, was a lubricant? What do you think these guys are doing when they get in bed together?
Whatever they want. They're adults.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Do you know what I don't think about?
Yeah.
How other people fuck. Unless that's how I want to be fucking.
I was going to say, I mean, I might think about it sometimes. I don't know. Yeah.
The only time you think about other people fucking is if you're like, I'd like to fuck like that. And yeah. he is thinking about this because yeah. that's how he wants to fuck. Yeah.
He wants to get tagged in.
Right.
They're doing that, which is unnatural. Do you understand that two men get in a bed together and they have oral sex with each other? And do you understand we're calling that a marriage?
Who doesn't have oral sex?
That's okay. Like, okay. This is hands is down my favorite table? Part. This is hands down my favorite part of this. Because what these people inevitably do is always reveal how fucking boring and just yeah. nonsense their sex life is. They inadvertently, do you realize these people, they put their mouths on each other's sexual organs. I mean, why is that? Is that normal? I mean, what are you? They have sex. I'm talking multiple times a fiscal quarter. Is that, I mean, this is just not, yeah, I mean, of course that's not normal. What are you talking about? And they just, all of a sudden you start to be like, well, that's not just gay people. Like, what are you?
You're right.
Like,
next thing you know, he's going to be like, did you know that sometimes she has an orgasm? And it's like, all right.
I love too. I love the unnatural part where they're like, it's unnatural. He says, as electrons of him stream toward us. Yeah.
And do you understand we're calling that a marriage? And do you understand that nobody will stand up and speak out against it?
I'll tell you what, without it, you're not calling yeah. it much of a marriage. No.
Yeah.
Oral's off the yeah. table. It's like, hey, so we need a new table. Yeah. But it turns out this table is not laid. We did not lay this table.
America. Okay. I didn't even catch this the first time. That's how much bullshit there is in this. The Chiron on the video freeze frame says, like, the headline, like what he's reporting on his news story is America calls butt sex marriage.
I now pronounce you butt sex.
Oh,
you may
my
now
God.
Fuck the bride in the ass.
But like you said a second ago, this just distills gay. Well, okay. It distills homosexuality down to one specific thing that one specific group of people might do and might even not do. Like, it's just, it's not lesbians. It's not, you know, like all this stuff. And then he just obsesses about that one thing endlessly and decides that that's the entirety of gay people is one specific thing that he can't seem to get his mind off of.
And what's nuts is there's the one thing that disqualifies you from being married, right? There's this thing that disqualifies. You could have all of the other things that are listed, but this disqualifies you. Not, you know, maybe having an affair. That doesn't disqualify you probably in his mind, you know, because you could probably patch that up with your wife or your, you know, well, him, he wouldn't even admit that you could have a significant other that wouldn't be his wife. So I'll just say you could patch that with your wife. So for him, you know, infidelity might not be the breaker. What's the breaker is that you two are people that I can't comprehend have sex somehow. So I'm not going to like, because that's the one thing that he rates the marriage on is the sex.
Well, it's so funny. Like these guys who get so worked up about homosexuality, they are, like in their minds, marriage and sex, marriage is just what you do in bed. That's all. For these guys, it has to be that answer, right? Marriage is just sex. That's it.
It has to like be, since it literally says America calls butt sex marriage.
it's just crazy. Like that's all there is to a marriage. It's like, I don't know, like, are we raising children together? Are we financially entangled? Are we emotionally involved with each other? Do we have each other's like best interests at heart? None of that makes any difference. Instead, it's like, how do you fuck? Yeah. What way do you like to fuck? That's the whole of marriage.
This is a minor point, but like speaking of straw manning, I mean, if there's one thing like you can, you know, you exaggerate to make a point or whatever. If you did a poll of America and been like, is butt sex marriage? I'm pretty sure you'd get 0.000% of people saying yes.
Right.
It would be just this guy. He'd be like, yeah. That'd be his answer.
Even if you asked the question, what is marriage? And it was multiple choice and there were only three answers and one of them was butt sex. You still wouldn't come up.
You just want to know. The teacher like, is this right? Because it says butt sex.
My Scantron is weird.
Yeah,
I don't,
someone pranked you. Yeah. I also need to ask, you guys are more familiar with this guy, I think, than I am. What stadium is he broadcasting from the middle of? Is he
just stadium with the green screen?
I was gonna say it's like a green screen Packers play or whatever.
Is the audience to believe that like this is just after the game? Like it's some post game coverage.
to the prayer and the butt sex.
Like ESPN is interviewing him about butt sex after the like after the college football game that just happened or something.
So coach, sometimes when people do a good play, you tap them on the ass. So, no, I don't. Fuck you.
Why do you spend so much time in the locker room? Why do you spend so much time? How would you know if you weren't there too? I like your butt for sex.
I fear that they're going to hurt somebody. So Mark Harrington's on the largest radio station in the Columbus area.
Oh my God, the largest radio station in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh my God.
I love that he clarified.
He's reaching tens of people.
Oh man. As I said the other day, radio is the podcasting of the future.
Go to school, become a broadcaster, reach dozens of your friends.
I love that he clarified though, because literally when he said the largest radio, I was like, oh, do I know what this? And they said in the Columbus area. I was like, okay, never mind.
I'm kind of a big deal like on the AM dial in and around the Columbus metro region.
The only thing you hear in Columbus metro region is guns cocking and people killing themselves. Kidding me?
And they're doing an interview and Mark said, well, let's start here for a minute. Let's talk about what homosexuals do. He said, homosexual men insert their penis into the anus of another man.
Oh my God. That's what butt sex is. Now you're just,
he puts his penis in the butt, guys.
I can't wait for the rest of this one. Sorry.
Somebody just read ahead.
And they cut him off. They wouldn't let him go there. Do they have to do whatever they can to hide the truth?
Well, maybe they should have lubed it if they want him to go there. I mean, like, pay a little attention, warm up the area, do a little work. Fucking don't be rude about it. Don't pretend you just slipped. That doesn't work. Now that, anyway, yes?
Someone should put one of those Piso Mojado coats back here. This is a wet floor. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going, you know?
Cuidado.
But
not since that viral video of the guy slipping on ice for like 10 minutes. That's the kind of slip it has to be to accidentally do anal. Whoa, whoops. Hold on.
Just keep going. Don't clench.
I'm still whoopsing. I'm still, this is still part of the accident. Hold on. Still whoops.
It's like a slow motion here.
Yeah. Now breathe out. Now still whoops.
I'll text you when I'm done. They cut him off. Like somebody said, the reason why they cut him off is because he's like, you know, they put their peepees in their butts, guys.
He's revealing the secret. Like he thinks the reason they cut him off is he's telling these deep, dark secrets that nobody knows about gay sex.
Right. And really, it's just Cage like, just as like inside the fucking nostril of Mount Rushmore and finds
Yeah, and really, it's just like, we're not going to talk about butt fucking on our radio program, you fucking creep. Like, you moron. Like, politics. Like, what? Supreme Court. Like, what are you? This is.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's like, it's fine if you there's a little trust involved, but whatever.
Back in my day.
Sir, the question we asked you was, do you think the Democrats can swing the midterms? And you went into. We went into anal sex and stuff. Like, sorry.
Now, hey, David, help me out here. I ain't never been a homosexual, but David, isn't that?
But I'm willing to try.
Not openly, anyway.
Right?
You guys don't have access to my Grindr account, did you?
But Dave, if you'd help me out, we could change that. Just saying, Dave.
Yeah. Be my assistant Dave.
He means. He means help me out like in the way, like in a romantic comedy where the dude comes and helps her with a golf swing from behind her. That's what he means. Hey, Dave, help me out. I've never been a homosexual.
Well, could you, with your hips.
Yeah. Somebody standing behind him, moving his hips around right
now. Well, it's really quite simple. Yeah.
But David, isn't that what homosexuals do? Help me out, David. When two men... are married
love each
and
other very
love
much.
Each other.
Oh my God.
Are we really doing this?
What did he think it meant before he came to these revelations? You know, like, because clearly this is all new information for the culture.
Finally watch that film strip they show in health class.
Yeah. Right? I thought
it was just sideways lying down. Yeah. But it turns out.
I just thought it was aggressive cuddling.
Are married and love each other. How do they express that love in a physical way, David?
You want to know how, Coach?
Oh, please tell
me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so describe what's happening. You can't see it. There's a guy driving a car, and he has an Amish beard that's flesh-colored.
I love it. They cut to this guy driving, filming, and talking at the same time. Yeah. I kind of hope they cut to this guy getting in a horrifying traffic accident. Don't YouTube and drive.
Just like you said, they insert their penises in each other's anus. They perform oral sex on each other's penis and on each other's anus.
Is there a menu of items? And it's just like, this is a fixed menu, sir.
Yeah.
This is a fixed menu. We don't do substitutions.
Look. How do you think the semen's going to get out of there? Get your ass back there. Your mouth on that.
Do I have to rim that guy? Yeah, if you don't, it's not sex.
Sorry.
You didn't have sex if all you did was blow him and fuck him in the ass.
You can't wear the rainbow. I'm sorry.
No parade for you.
You can't wear the rainbow unless you taste the rainbow.
Skittles got weird. Just ask Trayvon.
I love this guy, though, because he's just like, here's what they do. They put their peepees in other people's butts, and sometimes they put their mouths on people's butts. Yeah,
they might as well be saying pee-pee and poo-poo, and like that's what this sounds like. This is like two, like what, 9-year-old guys, maybe like something like 11 when you first start kind of knowing stuff, but you really don't know anything, and you're like trying to talk about
that
it.
When boner was an insult.
Yeah, yeah. Like they take their peepees and they touch them peepees together, and then they.
They get the big tingle
every time two peepees touch. A unicorn is born.
That's how we get the unicorn milk.
Hey, folks, that's pretty much it, and we call that a marriage.
Wait, we went out to our correspondent. He responded with
this. I know. Oh, my God.
Thanks for being out in the field, buddy. We appreciate it.
Our man on the street, literally driving a car.
That was what I was going to say too. Like, I love that this guy, how does this guy live with himself? Like, this guy's job apparently is like, okay, whenever this fucking Dave Dobbenmeyer weirdo gets a bizarre boner that he doesn't know how to deal with, he goes to his correspondent. He goes, man, out in the field right now to tell us, we got a man on the scene to tell us, hey, what do gay people do with their peepees? And then this guy's like, fuck, oh my God, is this really my job? Okay.
Let's cut over to Jim. He's on the street on his way to rest area number 7 on I-65 for
no, it's like it's reasons so, it's we won't so talk important. About. It's such breaking news that it's like, dude, you answer that phone. You answer that fucking phone whenever he calls. Whenever Mr. Dobbenmeyer needs to know what gay men do with their peepees, you are on. I don't care if it's the middle of the night. I don't care if you're driving. I don't care what you're doing. You answer that fucking phone and you do a weird video blog about what gay men do with their peepees. And he's like, okay.
He gets a weird call at like 2 a.m. And Dave's like, no, tell me slower. Tell me what they do slower. Yeah.
Grandma, hey. Shut up. I've got to take this call. I got to describe anal sex.
I just would love to imagine that guy went to like journalism school and was just like fucking, I thought I was going to be breaking Watergate and stuff. But like, I just take a call and explain gay sex to this guy. I don't, what is my life?
Break an anal gate.
And we call that a marriage. We call that a marriage. And when we start calling that a marriage, there's not a church in America that'll even talk about it. Just want to talk
and
about
then they go kiss their adopted children.
Oh, that's my favorite part. That really is my favorite part.
Oh, my God.
Because that's just bad hygiene. I mean, yeah, you definitely... I mean,
yeah. If you're shotgunning someone's ass, just use a little mouthwash.
I was
going to
say, some Listerine is just polite at that point.
Just take a shot of the Listerine, a common courtesy.
And if you want to shotgun someone's ass.
I want to ask these religious nut jobs, like, if the good Lord did not intend the anus to be involved in sex in some way, why is it as close as it can fucking possibly get to the vagina? Like, just, it is as, I've measured, it's as close to the vagina as you can physically get. Like, it could not be any more clear of a signal that sometimes maybe the ass could be involved in stuff.
Why is the G-spot like, there? Right? Yeah. I mean, I think that's like, a more important question. But they're like, why is it... They're why talking, is there a G-spot up in that?
Right. It's like, oh, we're going to have this thing and, I don't know, cover it in nerve endings for no reason.
Whatever you do, don't touch it.
Right.
It's like a gremlin. You can't feed it after midnight. You can't feed it a dick after midnight. You can't fuck it after midnight.
I mean, admittedly, no matter where the good Lord put the anus, somehow it would be involved in sex. Somehow. Like, it just would be.
Yeah.
But
it's like your forehead.
But like,
we're human beings. We'll fuck any hole.
Exactly.
We can
like, we'll find
Are
a way.
Are you kidding me?
But he could have made it a little harder, is what I'm saying. Like, it could have been like, oh, the anus is on like the back of your knee or something, you know,
it's,
just
or
something.
On the top of a mountain.
Yeah, we all have one anus. A 15-year-old
boy would still fuck it. If you're 15, it could be on, it could, you cannot create a hole. Okay. You'd be like, lava's
totally
in there.
Agree.
Like, I fucked it. I don't care.
Totally agree, Tom, with that expert analysis. We would still fuck it. I'm totally agree. But I'm saying the case would be a little easier to make for these religious nut jobs that like, look, this clearly wasn't intended. Like, really, this is as close as it gets to the action, man. Like,
I mean, shit, it's God. Couldn't you just like fucking enchant badgers to bite your cock when it came near? Like,
fuck? What's that saying? Like when God opens a vagina, he closes an asshole or something like that. Could have done something like that.
I think it's a rich man isn't going to get into a vagina
unless he passes through the brown star or something.
Sticks his needle in the anus. So we're going to play the second clip. This is Rick Wiles. Now, he's not talking about gay sex, thankfully. He's talking about something he really knows about, abortions. So
his mistresses are intimately familiar.
I'm sorry. I only come on your movie review podcast to do gay sex stuff. So this is not...
Why are we reviewing Brokeback Mountain for the 312th time?
I'm right, like your correspondent, you call. Yeah.
So, where does the penis go?
All right, let's get out a pen and paper for you again.
All right, so there's Rick Wiles.
Judgment's coming. And don't think because Donald Trump's in the White House that that's going to save us.
Who thought that? Oh, quick, man. Slap that person.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Man. How are you going to put that genie back in the bottle?
As much as the literal Jesus Christ, perfect man in every way, is in the White House, that doesn't mean that we're not going to get...
I got to ask, actually, let's stop. Let's veer off into Trump territory for a second here, Thomas.
Oh, sure.
We have been dealing with a lot of clips that have been talking about him as Cyrus, sort of a non-religious person
Cyrus.
Who's here to save all the religious, and they always talk about him as anointed and things like that. They are really trying to like justify a pretty non-religious person as their guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is like when I read through the whole fucking Bible for 800 years, it felt like, I mean, you can justify any goddamn thing you want, like any story you want. Everybody knows. I mean, any story is in there. And, there's who do they always say it is? I blank on the names because, you know, there's 700 million yeah. fucking names right? in the Bible. But there's the one where they're like, oh, God ordained this guy to lead, even though he was not perfect. And I think that's probably what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, that's super cool for them to be saying now, except 5 minutes ago when it was Obama, then it was not that. Like all of a sudden it yeah. was like the world is ending and the whatever.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's just so convenient. And nothing is more fucking embarrassing. I would just be so fucking embarrassed to be an evangelical right now. Because you guys have seen that chart where it's like in 2016 or 2015 or something, where they ask the question, can a person who lives an immoral life still be a good and moral leader or something like that? And evangelicals said like, you know, like 20% of them said yes.
Oh, God.
And then
oh,
God. All of a God. Sudden.
Oh, wait. What do they say now?
Yeah.
Now, well, when they handed that paper to him, was it black? You know,
it is the most embarrassing stat because if you look at the graph, that 20% skyrockets up to like 118%. Yeah. They're like, oh, no, in 2017 or 16, of course. Yeah, no, definitely. We always thought that you could be immoral and whatever. And it's like, if there was one fucking thing we could have counted on these dickwads to do, these evangelical fucking pearl-clutching pieces of shit, if there's one thing they could have done is been like, well, I'm not voting for Trump. Like he's clearly an atheist and he's clearly a disgusting
person.
Human.
Yeah.
And that would have been one thing. The Mormons almost did that. The Mormons I have a certain respect for the Mormons because a lot of them were like, nah, I'm not voting for this fucking guy. Like I'm not doing it. And like that would have been the one goddamn thing we could have counted on these people for, but no.
That's not going to save us. We're still murdering over 4,000 babies a day.
Yeah, 4,000,000.
That's
4,
slightly different. Yeah. I love that difference, though, when you're like, oh, did you know he stole over 700 quadrillion? Sorry, 7 cents. I misspoke.
It's like orders of magnitude. Yeah, like, right.
4 million. I mean, 4,000. Yeah.
4 million a day. There's like,
do you think that's a misspeaking?
4 million a day.
4 million abortions a day. Like you would see, it would be like a fast food chain. You just see everywhere.
You just drive through.
Yeah, drive through, get your abortion.
Like a crane game.
Yeah.
The claw. The last and only words my child ever spoke.
Still killing them every day. Let me ask you, America, when they slaughter a little baby in a Planned Parenthood baby butcher shop.
Baby butcher shop.
They've got like a baby on the wall with all the cuts of meat, like the porterhouse and the rump.
Rubber baby buggy.
I was thinking it was like baby's first butcher shop. Like it's you take it. Like it's all little mini versions of the things. Yeah. Aww,
they have a
cute
safety fillet knife they're using.
You got, yeah. I just like the
it's
idea
like,
like
rounded edge on scissors.
They have bandsaw with no band, just like a rubber band. It doesn't do. You like walk into the baby butcher shop. You're like, oh, it all looks so good. Oh, it's going to be hard. I'll take, we're having company. I'll take the twins. Yeah. How many does that feed? Are they 8 weeks? Okay, appetizers are good. I've got that down. I'm pretty sad. You know what? Just give me a bag of legs. I love the legs. A drumstick. Fry them up. It's nice.
All veal.
Right.
The legs make a good appetizer, I've noticed. Like if you,
we get a good,
you know,
stock out of them with all the...
You just... just God, baby butcher. what I love
just
too
a baby
is after
with
they take
apple
a,
in its mouth,
and they just like have like the hooks, and they're just hanging the babies. They just slide through on their conveyor belt.
You know, that's one thing too that I know. You know, Tom, you've gone through, like when I when we had this baby, I just didn't know because for many reasons, like sex ed and reproductive education is terrible in this country, and you know, I'm not a woman, and I didn't know. But when they talk about like abortion at like, you know, 7, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, there's fucking nothing there. Like
there's nothing there.
We got the, you know, the ultrasound of the baby at, I don't know, 8 weeks or something. And it's literally like the doctor's like, oh, that right there is the slight vacuum that a thing will be. Like it's literally just spot of emptiness. There's nothing.
They talk early
there.
On about the fucking yolk sac and shit. Like it's, like 6, 7, 8 weeks, we're talking about something that's not even a raisin.
That's a spoonful of sugar.
Nothing.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Like, who cares? It's like, if it's not bigger than a poop, it's not worth worrying about.
Well, hold on. Who's are we talking about? Because that's, I mean, I'm just saying.
Like, I'm not even talking about like a protein shake poop. Like, I'm talking just, you know.
Where does that baby's blood go? Where does the baby's brains and guts go? Tell me where it goes.
But just a lot of times they don't have a developed brain yet.
Let's guess though. Let's just pick out some. I think you have to, just like when they take the oil out of your car,
right?
You have to put it in certain buckets, and it needs to be taken away by the EPA. That's what I think happens to it. Tom, do you have any ideas?
You know those dumpsters outside the fast food restaurant? It's like grease only.
Yeah.
For being recycled.
Sure, yeah.
You know, we're in a new environmental place. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh, nice.
So that's actually where...
just ladling it out of there.
Where do you think Frankenbabies come from? And there's lots of those. We know that.
When you said dumpster out back of the fast food thing, I thought you were going the route of like when they leave out all the old buns. And you could just like, if a homeless dude wants them, they can have them. I thought that's where you're going with the baby parts, but no. Okay.
Well, if we don't recycle the parts, how are we going to make the human cyborgs to control the universe as part of the one world government?
How are we going to turn all the frogs gay? I don't even know at this point.
These parts don't make themselves.
I'll tell you where it goes. It goes down the drain into the sewer system. Huh.
Because it's infinitesimal.
Come on. They have a garbage disposal. They just jam it, stick them right in there, and whirl it around.
I mean, he's kind of right, though, because most abortions would, I mean, like, like it's going to be most babies that, you know, if you miscarry whatever, like, it's the size of nothing.
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect? You know, have like a fucking tiny coffin, like made out of like two Legos.
Well, that's dude, you joke, but that's the fucking state law.
Oh,
in one
I know.
Of those
no,
goddamn
yeah, I
idiot
know. They
states.
Have to, like, you have to cremate it. They were saying,
you have to leave it like
that's it. It's over.
Yeah. It has to have like a will and shit. Like it's got to have like a,
I would do like an Archimedes lens on it to like, you know, like a magnifying
like an
glass.
Ant, yeah, like burning ants like with a magnifying glass. Yeah. Right.
And the blood of those babies is running through your town sewer.
Well, so is poo.
Oh,
like, I don't
God.
Care what goes through the sewer.
Yeah, I know.
Like grosser things are in the sewer.
Which is grosser? Like some disgusting, like just the worst diarrhea you've ever seen, or some like a tiny miscarried fetus or something? You know, like I'm honestly, that's not on my high on my list of things
like,
I'm grossed out
he
about.
He says
I'll
it as if like I'm like worried about the sanctity of my sewer, though. Like I'm gonna be like, what?
Not
in my sewer. My sewers are that's gross. Who's gonna clean the sewer of all these baby pieces?
Like, I got that hat that just says not in my sewer.
Right. I don't care what's in my sewer. Like, I don't like to know, man. I have one. I think
I nominate Sanctity of My Sewer for like an episode title or some shit. That's awesome. The Sanctity of My Sewer. Back in my day, you could eat off the goddamn sewer walls.
Under your street, the sewage pipes in your city carrying the blood, the guts, the brains, the tissue,
the gallbladder,
okay, question, though, because
the
like,
pancreas.
Are you grossed out yet? Put your hand in this bowl of spaghetti. Close your eyes.
I just mathematically, though, like I feel like, you know, a lot of people also die in places, you know, like in hospitals and what, you know, like where does that go? Does he think that there would be no, you know what I mean?
Well, it feeds people all the rest of the people in the Matrix
than tiny, tiny, tiny fetuses. So I question his math. Like, I feel like mathematically abortion's not making a big dent in the human remains. You know,
I also feel like if like what he's saying is we're just like flushing them down the toilet, right? Because you know, they're tiny and that's we are. Like they're just then they're moving at a quick. I'd be like, there it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing changed. It happened under my I don't care what happens down there.
Well, what does a woman do who has a miscarriage?
Right.
What does she like carefully get a fucking like a spider out of the kitchen to scoop it out of the toilet? Like, you know what I mean? Like, does she get a slotted spoon to get it out of there?
Just walking around like, I don't know.
What, she got a turkey baster? She's scooping it up? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You put it in an ice cube tray for like, later?
What do we do? I don't know. Put it in with the sea monkeys. Yeah, it's exactly. About there.
I got eight of them in this ice cube tray. Just keep freezing it.
Of all the babies murdered in your city today, going right into your city sewer system, you're actually drinking. You're drinking the baby's blood.
What I'm drinking?
Hold on, I'm drinking the sewer.
Where does your water come from?
Like, what is he? Seven. How does he think anything works? Like how does he? Like anything? Like just virtually most of civil engineering and science and medicine, just everything. Like how? I don't know. What can you say?
I mean, feel like this is the aforementioned protein shit right now. Like it's just.
This guy thinks you got a tapper to the sewer in your fucking house.
Yeah, like this. He thinks the sewer just flows around a little bit and then there's a big.
It just recirculates.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fine now, probably,
there's a
right?
Pipe that goes from the end of wherever the sewer goes and it goes back around to the water supply. And it like just
there's
pipes
just like a
around.
Big strainer on there, like a colander on the top.
It's a coffee filter.
All right, put it right back in there. Yeah. Got like, I sift out the big chunks. We don't want to be
gross. It's
got
like a couple Brita pitchers and that's it. Like, and then it goes like
you go to change a Brita pitcher and it's like full of corn again. And you're like, oh, God damn it.
Peanuts and corn every day.
Peanuts, corn, and antibiotics. Fill this thing up every time.
Return of the Frogs game.
Being recycled and going right back into the city water supply. Cannibalism.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think he is like there are some municipalities that have experimented with pulling water from waste, like separating water and waste. So in order to have more water. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I think he's suggesting
sewer treatment plant. That happens,
but he like clearly doesn't understand how that process works. It like
how filters and reverse osmosis work.
Right. Yeah. Yes. He's just like, well, you're drinking baby blood. No, I mean, that's not, they're not like, filter everything out, but the blood, again, we have an everything but baby blood filter.
Again, if you did no abortions ever, I still feel like you would have, but like by his theory, like, wouldn't you still have the human, just adult human blood everywhere that you're drinking?
Like,
and
when you cut your finger.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, oh shit. And you run it under the sink and clean it up. He's just like, oh my God, we're now all cannibals.
What about when it rains on a graveyard and that wastewater flows into somewhere? You know what I mean? Like, we're just like, oh God, we're not grossed out by that, but we're certainly grossed out by this imaginary, like full term baby that people are cutting out of women's wombs and chucking in a garbage disposal and then squirting down our sewer.
Well, that's the myth, right?
Right? That's the myth. That's the what myth it's trying to say is that there's a Cuisinart we stick up there and eat full-size babies that are ready to be born tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, their fucking baby's already got like three signs it's learned up there.
The fucking baby's got a degree.
Yeah, and it's against the mom's will. The mother wants the child, but the state,
absolutely,
because of Obama, is like, no. We have a quota or something. I don't know.
We got to sacrifice to the deep state.
The government would never separate mothers and their children.
Right. You're right.
Forcibly.
You're right.
Not in this country.
That's a good point. I feel like we covered that one.
Ready to stick it in the glory hole? Get links to their Facebook, Twitter, and if you still use it, Google Plus account at their website, dissonancepod.com. If you need to be all discreet about it, contact them by email at dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a ransom message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Want to hear Cognitive Dissonance commercial-free and gain access to exclusive content, including full patron-only shows? Head to patreon.com/dissonancepod and become a patron to support the show on a per-episode basis. Love commercials? Not ready to become a patron? Give the guys a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Or tell your buddies in the drunk tank about the show. We want to send a big sloppy glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
So stories from Right Wing Watch. This is Liz. Crockpot kitchen croaking. Kate Spade was killed to keep her from ratting out the Clintons.
Now, you might not be familiar, Thomas, with who Liz Crokin is.
I am not.
Liz Crokin is a very famous YouTube star who probably has dozens of viewers.
Potentially.
On occasion will record videos from her kitchen.
Weird conspiracy videos. Yeah. And
she's, have you heard about QAnon? Have you heard about this stuff?
No, sorry. What is that?
Oh my God. You're just,
yeah. So there's this conspiracy theory out there that President Trump is actually, mobilizing a large group of the Department of Justice, I guess, to research, Hillary Clinton,
right? Yeah.
And not that all of the stuff that's happening that is like legal that's happening out there is actually researching Clinton. And there's going to be a huge bombshell that releases that's going to prove that Clinton was bad. I guess
that she's a pedophile Satanist
that eats babies' faces. Yes. I guess
right.
And that's going to drop real soon. And there's a bunch of people on 4chan that go author this post called Q. And that's where the stuff is leaking from an unverified 4chan.
That's where
they collated
all this valuable intel, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes.
So what you're saying is
she's more trustworthy than random internet strangers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Anonymous internet strangers.
So what you're saying is this person is pretty par for the course for YouTube. Is that what you're?
Yeah, this guy, this lady is crazy even for us. Yeah. she has in the past talked about how there's snuff films out there with Hillary Clinton fucking and killing babies
and eating their faces
Yeah. Like cutting their face off and eating it.
And the Playboy Mansion has secret underground tunnels to like traffic children back and forth
between them and other famous people. I mean, she's like,
it's amazing.
She's as close to Alex Jones as Alex Jones is into himself. it's pretty nuts. So this is her. This is Liz Crokin. I know our listeners know who it is, but you know, this is a very special episode. So we're getting a chance to introduce you to Liz.
So anyways, I started looking more into him, and I'm sure you saw this. A few days after she passed away, he was spotted walking down the street with a creepy mouse mask on.
Okay. All right. I want to stop there.
Yep.
She's talking about Kate Spade's husband, who I think she was estranged from or something like that. Like they were separated or something. And he, after she died, this literally did happen. He walked down the street. We saw a photo of it. Him wearing a rat mask.
No, it was from, the Rescuers.
The Rescuers. Yeah.
Is that what that's from?
And this is, yes. And this is Andy Spade, who actually is the brother of David Spade. I didn't actually know
really?
That.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's probably just a goofy guy.
That could be. I mean, it could also be, you know, like you're grieving and, you know, like you don't want people to see your face. You know,
there's never a better time for highbrow physical comedy than right after the death of your wife. So I do want to, if you're going to do
if he had big shoes, kill him.
I know.
Comic.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. He starts doing like the miming thing where he's like, oh, here, I'll come do an interview. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I'm stuck in a glass thing. I can't do the interview with you.
I'm stuck in a glass coffin. Weird.
Hold on. I'm trying to reach you, but I'm being held by my neck. Give me a second.
He finds out she dies. Like, now's my time.
God,
like,
if he's pantomiming, noosing himself, that's the best. I mean, like, that really is.
He's just had this performance art piece that he's been sitting on. He's like, my wife will never let me. Wait, what?
Yeah, now's the time.
She did, huh? Oh, I mean, I'm sad about that, but this one man show has got to happen.
It's like the producers of mimes. It's like that bad where people are just like,
you can make more of a flop than a hit.
You shouldn't have done the blackface.
This took a turn.
And the mouse mask had a red scarf. And she allegedly killed herself with a red scarf.
Thomas, are you not putting these pieces together? Thomas, when anything happens, what you have to do is just put the pieces together. Yeah. Pay attention to the details and connect the dots.
You just have to say two things and then Clinton Foundation, I think.
Now he's getting it. Now, Q? Are related. Do we have Q on the line? Did somebody get Q on the show?
Mice are related by closely to mammals. They are mammals like us. And Hillary Clinton is also a mammal.
Now, you know, they've only sold one red scarf in the world, yeah, right? There's been one red scarf.
Yeah, first they had to use it for Schindler's List, and then it's the same one.
That's morbid if it's the same scarf. That's all I'm saying. Was that a red
jacket? That might have been a red jacket. Either way, sorry.
That scarf is like the violin, like that red violin. It's just like everywhere it goes, just
heartbreak. Uh-huh. Dead Jews.
Now, as someone that exposes SRA for a living, and I talk to
what is that? What is
satanic ritual abuse?
Thank you so much. I
don't want to know that.
I was so lost. I was like, SRA.
There's a part of my brain that knew that. That's like, I'm going to lobotomize just that piece.
Wow.
The satanic ritual abuse stuff is amazing.
I was
that
just
stuff
chuckling at the idea of like appealing to her credentials. Like, now look, okay, I am someone who like I read things on the internet and say nonsense about
she,
it.
She
so
has
therefore,
no initials after her name. That's for sure.
Right.
Talk to children that have been abused. They are satanic ritualistic abuse victims.
It's my own children. Yeah.
Now, when I implant these false memories into these impressionable young children, I then get exactly the story I expected.
Honey, we're going to watch The Omen. Come down here.
I can't tell you how many of them tell me that when they are raped, often the rapist will wear masks like that.
Weird mouse masks?
What the fuck would be the purpose of that?
That's like extra traumatizing. Yeah, right. They're just like, and you know what? You're also, I'm going to ruin cartoons and sex.
God.
This is definitely the most scientific and reliable testimony I've ever heard.
I'm going
to when I talk to
dozens
kids
of them
that I've done, yes, literally numbers of them that I have talked to, they tell me. They say the Clinton Foundation. Like, this is fucking obviously
I get it there.
Making
I
this shit up off
the
top
6-year-old
of your head.
And she was like, George Soros raped me. And I was like, that's, you know, George Soros.
Did you pick him out in a crowd? No, he was wearing a mask.
I was raped by the deep state.
Okay. So when I saw this weirdo coming out of his house after his wife just died with this creepy animal mask, that has a red scarf, and she died because of a red scarf, allegedly.
I don't think she died because of the red scarf.
Died because of a red scarf.
Yeah, it's
scarf.
Not like
that's
fucking.
A hell
it's not
of
like
a
Doctor
way.
Strange's cape. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's not, it doesn't have a mind of its own.
It's like if you're hit by a car and you're like, oh, they died because of the vanity plate on that car. It was what? No, it's, anyway.
I mean, my God, these people are so weird, and they're. And there's so much symbolism to that. And so, again, as someone that studies SRA, there's so much symbolism.
If you
to
just
that.
Decide everything's a symbol first, that's what we have. She's like one of those like detectives that's just got like 100 fucking spools of yarn and thumbtacks just all over the wall.
They all lead to one mask.
Right? And there it's all connected. And you're just like, okay, anyway, we'll just go ahead and put this nice coat on you. Yeah. Buttons in the front and buckles in the back. You're going to love it.
It's Kate Spade.
But one of the Anons on 4chan, I think it was 4chan, it could have been 8chan, pointed out.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah,
for
no, this
is.
This is guys, this is hard hitting journalism.
Yeah, take
this
note.
Is being made as we speak.
We're in a place. I just want to pause real quick and say, like recognize that we're in a place where people say out loud, one of the anonymous sources said.
Yeah.
And then we're supposed to like, listen to the next thing.
Yeah. And it's not a corroborated on anonymous source because that happens in the news all the time. But those sources get vetted.
Right. But it's like a random internet stranger once typed something.
Yeah.
That's how I know true.
You know, we were talking before we recorded the other night, and I want to mention this. I was listening to NPR the other day. And Thomas, you heard the ProPublica kids crying, right? Like the little kids crying.
Yes,
right?
I did.
They were talking about it on a show on NPR. And one of the women said, yeah, ProPublica released this thing. And she specifically goes out of her way. And this isn't like a news show. This is a politics show. And she stops and she says, yeah, NPR has not been able to independently corroborate that footage yet. And she stopped. This is a huge story. Mm-hmm. It broke all over the nation. They were playing this stuff. They played it on the fucking floor of Congress. Todd Lieu or Ted Lieu or whatever played it on the floor of the House or the Senate.
Right.
And, you know, so they're playing it all over. And NPR stops to let you know, by the way, we haven't independently corroborated this footage yet. And you're just like, you know, and then there's these people on the other side that are just like, no, the fucking media's balls. That's all fake news. And then they're like, by the way, my anonymous source says.
Right.
On fucking 4chan. 4chan user Hillary fucks kids says, you know, it's like. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
We're getting our news from like walrus1375 and being like, well, this got to be true because somebody typed it once.
Yeah. It is.
You type fucking anything. Do we not know that's how fiction has worked for thousands of years?
it's a good point, and it's something. I mean, we struggle with the other side of it though, which is that the New York Times will find 700 different ways to not just say Trump fucking lied about something. You know, like it's tough. Journalistic integrity is still very real, and you can find it. And you know that people are struggling to cover stuff in the age of Trump because it's so difficult. But the idea that somehow that the media is overwhelmingly anti-Trump, like they have some anti-Trump bias, is just absurd because you can't have enough anti-Trump bias. Like you act objectively. He has so many scandals and stupid shit every day that you literally cannot cover it in what if you talk to a space alien and said objectively, how should we cover this fucking insanity? They would be like, oh, you should be going way harder on him. Like that. This is a joke. So that's my opinion though.
I will say too, you know, I wonder if that is a correction on the New York Times. Like they're correcting for their own bias in a sense,
yeah,
like because they're afraid that they're going to be viewed as a completely biased source. If they do say you're a liar, instead they're trying to really couch that language to try to protect that image. But at that point, it doesn't matter because the people on the other side, they don't believe the New York Times at all anyway.
That's exactly
I totally agree.
Right?
I totally agree. What I believe happened is that when Trump won, they got spooked because they were not, you know, like there was apparently enough people who took Trump seriously. And I think the New York Times were like, well, shit, they're going to be in power for like 4 or 8 years. Like we can't, you know, we got, we made a mistake in not taking this seriously enough, you know, and I think they overcorrected the other way personally.
That they believe that mask was strategically left and he was instructed to wear that mask in public. And that the mask, it looks like a mouse, but the mask is really supposed to represent a rat. And he was.
To what point?
Yeah.
Well, to what avail? Like if the symbolism here is so like couched and like nobody knows what the rat refers to or what he's ratted out for, like what is the purpose of a public humiliation if the public doesn't actually care?
If it does, right? It wouldn't even matter.
What is the point of public symbolism if the symbols aren't widely recognized symbols that we all get to draw from and say, oh, now I know a thing about you. Yeah. Instead, everybody just is like, we're not sure why he did that.
The Scarlet A has a meaning.
Right,
because
exactly.
Everybody in the community knows what
Thank
the Scarlet
you. Perfect
A is,
analogy.
Right?
Right.
You know, everybody knows what it is.
And I love the idea, too, that like the point is that he was a rat, or she, I guess, was a rat, you know, ratted out. The Clinton Foundation is eventually the point she'll get to in an hour.
Yeah.
But like he wore a mouse mask from the, you know, rescuers. Like, why didn't he just find a Master Splinter mask and wear that? I mean, like, there are rat cartoon characters available, like, if you need them. This is what they're there for. So
it would have been awesome, though, because she'd be like, well, you see, it was a Master Splinter mask, and he's associated with the Ninja Turtles, and she was turtling up and protecting this information.
You know, how about like, well, he's wearing a mouse mask because, you see, what he represents is what the GOP is afraid of. The GOP, they're the party of the elephant. Elephants are afraid of mice. Anybody can play this game. Anybody can play this game. It means nothing. It's the easiest, dumbest fucking thing to do. If that is the level of like manipulation of symbols and meaning and language that you're willing to do without backing it up by anything, then you arrive ultimately whatever conclusion feels happiest to you.
Well, she does this for a living and you guys don't. So I think I'm going to go with the experts on this one. Like, expertise matters and she knows what she's talking about.
Go with the person who does SRS or whatever SRA. She called it.
Right? SRA.
SRS is different.
I'm an SRA and an MRA. And when I was in college, I was the RA. I'm an RA, MRA,
kinda,
SRA.
Kind of unrelated, but still, I was. Damn it.
Instructed to wear it in public because allegedly Kate Spade was ratting on these people. That's why she was quote unquote suicide.
That's why she was quote unquote suicide. What? Can you, as the great Tom has said, that's not how you words. That's not how you sentence. That is not, that's why she was suicide. Did you know that she suicide?
Suicide.
Honey, do you want to do the suicide?
Not until after dinner. Yeah.
And he had to wear that mask publicly to let the others know this is what happens to you if you rat any of us out. And I believe that because I know how these people operate and that's how they operate. Mm.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, there's somebody. Thank goodness, Tom. There's someone out there who knows how these people operate. And they're willing to say it, too.
She just said, and I believe that because I know it.
Yeah.
That's what she, I mean, you heard that, right? That's what she just said.
But, you know, you're also forgetting that she also had an independent source on this, too, from the internet.
Yeah.
She had an independent, anonymous internet Eagle, source.
Yeah, 99, fucking 69. Look, right. Hillary,
once in my GeoCities chat room, somebody wrote, fucking, you have to be a girl because you wrote it in the chat when we were... And I was jerking off to what you wrote.
But I don't know, you know, you guys, I hesitate to say this, but I think I can poke some holes in this theory. Like I actually, I've got my whiteboard. I've got all the yarn, you know, I've got the bulletin board. And so here's the thing that is so frustrating about this. Like Hillary Clinton is apparently the most powerful force on planet Earth.
Okay.
But she couldn't stop James fucking Comey from ruining her entire election. By, you know, like, losing the election for her by doing a bullshit press conference and announcing the nothing that she, why isn't Wiener dead? You know, that guy, the guy whose emails like falsely blew up that scandal again in the last minute before the election. Why isn't he dead? Why isn't he wearing a rat mask or Huma Abedin or whatever? Like what? And there's like all the, you know, she has a satanic powerful cult where she like has sex with children and keeps that under wraps, but she can't she can't seal the last 80,000 votes in three swing states to win. Like what the fuck?
And not only that, she has the power to get 3 million illegal people to vote and she can't send them to the right state.
She gets 3 million votes in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Right? Because she got extras. She needs 80,000. Yeah. She's over her fucking quota. Yeah. By like 2,920,000, just the wrong.
She called in her satanic connections, but she called, she actually dialed the wrong area code.
And here's what's so frustrating about this, because I bet you guys know this because you're well informed, but there's a lot of people who might not know that the Trump Foundation was just fucking indicted. Well, I don't know if technically it was indicted, but it was recommended for indictment in New York State for being the most fucking corrupt joke of an organization of all fucking time. Like the DA or whatever the fuck it is was like, this is
exploiting
a joke.
Exploiting soldiers. Exploiting soldiers.
This is not even like this. There was the board did not know they were on the fucking board. They hadn't met since the 90s. They literally called the guy who was like the fucking, I don't know, treasurer or something. They're like, do you know that you're the treasurer? What? News to me? I'm not making this up. This is real. I'm not making this up. This
well,
is 100%
I'm the banker
real.
When I play Monopoly, so it's the same kind of
and
thing.
And like the idea that
$500 bill in his inside pocket. They just keep pulling them out. How many of these do you have?
He goes to protest his innocence. Yeah. He like gestures and like Park Place comes out of his sleeve.
His monocle falls down.
Oh, my tiny metal dog is barking in the other room. Hang on.
Tries to get away in his car. He's just sitting there. He's just sitting in his metal car. Go away!
He jumps on his horse, but it just rears. It just won't stop rearing up. I just, God damn it! Thomas is trying to make a point.
We won't let him. Go ahead.
I think you just have to hit on the fact that his wife is ironing the clothes with the iron. And I think he's got. I think he's got all of them.
Forever. God damn it!
It's not even warm.
Mini iron.
My pants are a size 46. I have an iron the size of a thumbnail.
Also, I keep getting it hot and it goes cold.
I'm fleeing.
I keep getting it hot and it goes cold in like a second.
It's got like a lighter underneath it.
But anyway, I want to make a very serious point on your very serious show. That like they always ignore the corruption that's fucking staring them in the face, the corruption that is punching them in the dick. Like it's right here. It's in the news. You can see it. It's the Trump Organization is a bullshit. Now, it's not a satanic baby fucking organization that I know of, but the Clinton Foundation is like squeaky fucking clean. One time they forgot to like put one thing on their paperwork because it actually was part of the Canadian law. Like I covered this, like it was Canadian law required that they didn't reveal certain donors because of privacy. And so they didn't. And then the whole world lost its shit and said, this is a corrupt organization. That's like the most wrong it's ever done. Other than that, it's just been a great charity with a perfect rating and like been amazing. And then the Trump Foundation, again, the board didn't know it was the fucking board. And these people are like, no, I know where the corruption is. It's in that mouse mask and the Clinton Foundation. Like, fuck you, man. God, it's so frustrating. And then I want to know this, guys. Where does all this power come from for Clinton? Where does she get all this enormous power? Because if you ask any right winger, Trump is more rich than Clinton. Trump is more powerful. Trump is like, how has he not put an end to this? Like, what are the rules of this Marvel fucking universe where she has all this power?
My friend, I don't know what the rules to our current universe are. So I got to say like that one. I'm like, I don't know, man, because I don't believe a lot of the things I see already. Yeah. So I don't even know anymore.
Well, and they loved the FBI when it was going after Clinton.
Right,
they fucking loved the FBI. They couldn't get enough of the FBI's cock in their mouth when Comey basically came out right beforehand and really changed the numbers in a lot of ways against her. And you're just like, okay, well, now what? Well, now it's the deep state. Now it's the deep state. And there's been people who've been trying to rationalize. We've heard people trying to rationalize that. She wanted to lose so that the deep state would have like more power or something.
Oh, that is just
crazy
insane.
Shit that they're trying to. God. I mean, like they're trying to jump through a lot of mental gymnastics that's going on. I mean, I think there has to be a lot of mental gymnastics just with them coming to terms with Trump won.
Yeah.
Let alone the rest of it.
I know. They're still arguing about Hillary fucking Clinton. It's been 2 years almost.
I know.
She lost.
All she's been doing
is fucking walking in the woods and writing a book about how the fuck did I lose this goddamn election? That's all she's been doing.
There are still people who are promoting the Obama birth certificate.
Yeah.
We covered this
a couple weeks ago.
Oh my God, really?
People are still talking about
the
birth certificate.
They want to get his presidency like expunged from the fucking record.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like they really just want to, wipe it all from history. They just want to invalidate anything he ever did.
Whitewash. Yeah, history, as you could say.
What do you think let's talk a little bit about Trump though. What do you think the chances of him getting impeached are at this point? You do a legal podcast, so you know a lot about what's going on.
Okay,
what are the chances?
I would say it's hard. There's a number of models I can envision, and right now, what I am most worried about, what I am really fucking worried about, is that his approval is up. His people think he did something regarding North Korea, apparently, and the economy by the numbers is very good because of Obama fixed it. So I am very worried. I don't think that I thought the blue wave was coming, and I still want to believe the blue wave was coming. But I don't know now. Like, I honestly think if I were to predict right now, my most sobering predictions of what's going to happen, I think Democrats will win more votes in November, but because of gerrymandering, we will end up with either a slight, like a very slight Republican advantage, or maybe a very slight Democrat advantage. That's my prediction in the House. And that's what matters in terms of impeachment. I also believe that I don't know that there is the will to impeach Trump, even among Democrats. I think that there's some weird thing going on where they think somehow that's like impure politics to impeach a guy who so obviously needs to be impeached. So they're thinking no, we just need to we just need to elect someone else in 2020. And then they're kind of more focused on that. Even if he gets impeached in the House, there's a 0% chance of conviction in the Senate. That should be clear. I hope behind all of this, I was merely evaluating, will he be impeached, which is the majority vote in the House. But I believe it's the majority vote in the House. And then the Senate is 2/3. So that's not fucking happening.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
No, that's not happening. Yeah. So I am very scared. I am also worried that at this point right now, I'm worried he's going to be reelected. I haven't seen the numbers.
Oh my God.
It's scary, but it might be true. His approval rating is higher than it was when he was elected.
But why would you think? Low, isn't it?
It's low, but it's higher. It's higher right now than Obama's was at this point in his term. That's a true fact. And that's
wow.
That's a number of factors, because when Obama was elected, he got handed an economic meltdown. And so his approval rating was down.
A year.
He obviously recovered. Keep in mind that this was the lowest Obama's approval rating ever was. And this is the highest Trump's approval rating has ever been.
Right.
I'm very worried. It's not going to happen by itself. We have to go vote. It's just not going to happen by itself.
When you vote, you mean for a third party candidate, right? Yeah. As like a protest vote.
Especially if enough people send a message, let's say you're in Florida and you vote for Jill Stein. Yeah, is that good?
You're
should
right.
we do
That's
that?
Exactly,
how much should we do that?
A lot. You're right. If enough messages.
Should we do that if we care about women? Like if I really care.
Because
I care about women.
Yeah.
Oh,
and if you're afraid
jokes.
Of like a hawkish Hillary, let's say.
Oh, right. So good. So good. Yeah. If enough people write a message of support for women on a piece of paper and then chew it up and fucking swallow it. Yeah, if enough people do that, then everything gets fixed, guys.
Message.
I don't know if you knew that.
I actually eat an entire Gloria Steinem book and a tampon every morning.
I am very worried.
Because that's how much I love women. That's how much.
I'm glossing with the tampon straight. I'm just like, yeah.
I wonder what percentage.
I
don't know
what these hoes.
I don't know what percentage of your listeners understand these references, but the percentage that do are fucking loving it right now. They're just like, oh my God. I remember that horrific episode or two of Thomas's show.
Yeah.
Oh man, good times. I'm worried. And the thing I'm most worried about is if any left-leaning justice retires or dies or something.
Oh, I know.
No, that cannot happen. Worried.
I know. We're like, you are walking a tightrope right now.
And we're not even walking that tightrope. We're already losing some decisions. I mean,
it's 5-4. I mean, they waited with Gorsuch.
Yeah.
And then they got Gorsuch in for Scalia. And now we're basically back where we were when Scalia was.
Exactly. But if Ginsburg or something happens to anybody, somebody else retires.
We don't even say Ginsburg's name on this show.
Stop.
We refer to her as the Ruth.
Yeah. I'm very worried. I'm incredibly worried.
Yeah.
Absolutely mobilized to vote. That's one of the things that has to happen. I do think that this North Korea stuff is a flash in the pan. I feel like, it bounces up now, but wait until gas prices, if gas prices keep going up,
wait until North Korea doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Right. Wait until nothing changes.
I started to say it, but I don't know that they've got good numbers after this, child concentration
thing.
Camp decision,
yeah.
you know,
sure.
it's an interesting political gambit, the child concentration camp. We'll see if it pays off. But I haven't seen the numbers after that. I can only hope that it'll make a difference, but I honestly don't know. I can only hope that, if the country is not just fucking, unfeeling, horrific people, then I would hope he would take a dip from internment camps.
But he had people though that were, I mean, long time, full time life, long Republicans separating themselves from him during that debacle.
Right.
So I wonder how that's going to play. They're trying to play it up like, look at what we did, how we saved the world sort of feel, which is crazy because you broke the world first. Yeah. It's like you can't stand over it and be like, I fixed it. You know,
part of me wonders if the Republicans will just, like, you know, it would be kind of crazy, but it's not an impossible scenario to think. If it keeps doing this crazy shit, is it possible for the Republicans to refuse to give him the nomination?
No, I think there's a chance. If I were to predict, and, you know, again, I just, all I do is evaluate Satanists for a living. But I'm an expert on Satan.
That one's a seven. I'm evaluating. Yeah. That's a seven. Yeah. We have a Satanist beauty contest, beauty pageant. Yeah. It's great. It's a lot of tattoos visible.
I read an anonymous comment on 4chan, and the anonymous commenter on 4chan says that, no, if I were to predict, I think there may be somebody who tries to primary him, but that gets almost no support, and then instantly, you can hold me to these predictions, but I think that it will almost instantly be quashed or whatever in the, however that works with the Republican, you know, how does that work when there's an incumbent? They just have the convention, and then someone will be like, I'm primarying him. And they'll be like, nah, sorry. They're all in. Republicans are all in. I'm telling you, like, there are a few, there's George Will or whatever. Like, there's a couple that were never Trumpers, but there were a bunch of never Trumpers before the election.
Yeah. Before the election, Yeah.
They lost control. They thought they had some say. I feel like
the McCain family's on board though.
Yeah.
No, maybe lost a little. Cause now we're making fun of John McCain as he dies. And that's not. Is there anything he can do to damage his career?
This is not your show, but I literally, this is one of the most disturbing things. When you hear those kids crying and you hear people decide that that's okay, I literally said, what isn't okay then? I don't know what's not okay. I don't know what could happen that a group of people won't get together and say, well, when MS-13 does fucking nonsense, whataboutery fucking bullshit, I don't know what that would be. And I say this all the time. I know this is going all Godwin's law, but like I used as a kid, when you learn about World War II, you're like, how could that have happened? Like how in the world, how could
we had wide-eyed
people,
wonder. Yeah.
I know. Like, huh. And then in 2016, I think I said this, I don't know if it was on your show, but I said in 2015, 16, I was like, well, now I kind of get it. And then today I'm like, holy fuck, it's happening. Like what?
I feel like all the time, though. I feel like I'm constantly looking around like that's got, like, I used to think that there was going to be a straw, you know, but now there's been so many straws.
Yesterday, he autographed dead people's photos.
Oh, my fucking
on stage.
God. Thank you for bringing it up.
And we don't even care.
And we just fucking blinked and it's over.
Here's how fucking batshit that is. Here's how batshit that is. I saw the photo of that and I said, okay, that's a good onion piece. Like somebody did a good Photoshop and that's hilarious. And not even Trump. In my naive little Thomas brain, I was like, not even Donald fucking Trump would autograph a dead person's photo that was murdered by a gang and present it on stage. Like it's a fucking, I don't know what, like a check or something. Like, Donald Trump.
At this point, he could have had their heads stuffed and it would have had the same. You
seriously,
know?
Yes. Like fucking the corpse would be about as classic as being like, let me go ahead and put my giant Hancock all over the face of your fucking dead kid.
Hey, I'm leaving it a present right now.
Just in case it wasn't clear I was using this for clear political gain, allow me to sign this so that it is
obvious.
Like, what
God.
The But like, there's no more straws. Yeah. Like we're out of straws.
Does that photo go up in your like trophy room or something? Like,
I know.
Oh yeah. Also my son was murdered, but Donald
Plus
Trump
side.
Signed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, bonus like, what the guys. Fuck?
You probably want a photo. Yeah. You probably want an autograph. Let me go ahead. You got a piece of paper or something, anything I can sign.
When the Sharks win the Stanley Cup, I'm not going to be like, oh, here, sign this garment from my dead grandmother. Like, that's what I...
The only thing more offensive would have been if he would have presented them with precious moments of their people dying. Like a little precious moment statue of MS-13 executing their loved one.
So it will always be with you.
Yeah.
I got a little video montage I want to play for you guys. We got this footage from security cameras.
We got the White House guy.
Yeah, this hasn't been released
to the
public, but I pulled some strings.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what satellite imagery is captured. This is amazing. Now you can see the pain evident in her face.
She's afraid of immigrants like you should be. Hey, Thomas, if people are going to find you on the internet, where would they look?
Well, Serious Inquiries Only, Opening Arguments, Philosophers in Space, and Comedy Shoeshine. Those are the four. Again, I Philosophers in Space is a really cool new project for philosophy people. There's a lot of good philosophy podcasts, but I think we're doing something pretty unique there. So please check it out. And again, if you want reliable, non-bullshit information about what's happening in the news, Opening Arguments really is the place to go for non-alarmist, but actual accurate alarmism. Like, because you should be alarmed.
That's the correct amount.
You should be alarmed,
but
when
the alarm
right
goes off and there's actually a fire.
Yeah. And Serious Inquiries Only. I'm focusing on interviewing interesting people, and that's always fun. But thank you so much for having me on, guys. You know, I've always been a lifelong fan, and God, how long do we go back now? Like fucking 8 years or something?
Yeah,
like
a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, 7 years, I think. Yeah. So.
It's been really fun, and I always love being on the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming on. It was a lot of fun, Thomas. So we want to thank Thomas Smith for joining us today. Thomas, of course,
great guy,
amazing, hilarious guy. He has great shows. You should check him out. Opening Arguments, Serious Inquiries Only, Comedy Shoeshine, and Philosophers in Space. We'll put links in this week's show notes for all of his work. Thomas is a really funny guy, friend of the show, been a friend of ours for a long time. Check out his stuff. That's going to wrap it up for this week. We're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.